Okay? We reduce risk of recurrence and death. There are differences between chemotherapy and prognostic factors that are important, but actually we need to start looking at predictive factors for how we actually select patients for treatment. And you saw yesterday the description of the MINDAX study to try and nail down who we can avoid giving chemotherapy to using complex signatures, but we might well be able to go down the route of just simple IHC or FISH tests to look at the something a little bit easier that doesn't involve a massive great gene chip and large numbers of euros or pounds exchanging hands. So that's what all anyone got to say about chemo. Does anybody want to ask a question about that? It's all clear as mud so incomprehensible that you don't want to ask a question. That's fine. I'll move on, and we, you can come back to it if you like. Okay. So now I'm going to talk about endocrine therapy.